This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule, verified by rigorous independent testing. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotics research. That's drhoffman.com/biotics research for Biomega Fish Oil.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I am Layla Mutin, your host. Thank you for downloading these podcasts. And if you haven't already, you can subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine newsletter. Go to www.drhoffman.com and you could subscribe. It's free and you can unsubscribe at any time. It comes out weekly, around Wednesday, Thursday of every week. And if you'd like to send us any questions or topics of interest that you'd like to hear me and myself and Dr. Hoffman discuss on this Intelligent Medicine podcast, the email is radioprogram@AOL.com, radioprogram@AOL.com. Hey, in this time of COVID, we are available. Our offices are open. We are also practicing via telemedicine. If you'd like to make an appointment, 212-779-1744. Again, 212-779-1744. Well, during this time, we've been able to catch up on a lot of reading, right? For many who are still on lockdown, semi out of lockdown, considering a whole lot of things and the way they live. I have a lot of resources to choose from as far as information that I want to bring to you, that I'm compelled to bring to you. And I also want to remind you that aside from viruses, like coronavirus, for example, there are toxic exposures that we need to be concerned about. And these are things we can control if we're talking about our toxic exposures at home. For example, personal care items are just one example of consumer products that may add to the chronic levels of toxicants in a home, right? And as cumulative levels of indoor pollutants potentially increase, the possible risks for adverse health impacts are important to consider. What I'm saying is consider your own toxic burden. Evaluate where you are with that and what you could do to reduce that toxic burden, so that you can enjoy more robust health, a more robust and healthy immune system. That's what we're after. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, began measuring human exposure to chemicals in 1976. These biomonitoring studies are ongoing, and they continue to find a range of toxicants in subjects' blood and urine, including substances such as POPs, P-O-P-s, that stands for persistent organic pollutants, such as DDT, dichlorodiphenyl trichloroethane, that's a mouthful, DDT is what that is. And that, as you know, DDT has already been banned from the U.S. for more than 3 decades, but yet it's fine. It's still being found in our bodies, in the placentas, of women after they've given birth in blood levels. What else? Glyphosate from pesticides. Glyphosate, commonly found in Monsanto's Roundup. If you're using this common weed killer, if you're eating non-organic foods, you are riddled with glyphosate. This is something you can control your ingestion of by choosing differently, by going out into the garden and pulling the weeds, not using this chemical. BPA, bisphenol A from food containers, plastics, and cash register receipts. It's there too. Now, you know, you might have some containers in your home. Hey, Layla, I've got containers that are BPA free. Guess what? I started doing that a few years back. But apparently, instead of bisphenol A, they're using different letters of the alphabet, if I may call it. I don't know, bisphenol H, S, Q. I don't know what they are. But they could be just as bad as the BPA, the bisphenol A, is what I found out. So guess what? Those products are not much better. Consider that. That's something I found out. What else are we exposed to? Phthalates. Phthalates in toys. If you have young children at home, they're toys. And also in shampoos. Phthalates in our shampoos. Read the ingredients label of your shampoo. Volatile organic compounds, VOCs, such as benzene in common household cleaning supplies and detergents. Scientists continue to research indoor air pollutants and all of their effects. So there's an analysis of national survey data indicated that all annual levels of VOCs, volatile organic compounds, from ambient air, typically known as outdoor air, actually decreased between the years 2005 and 2013. However, urinary metabolites of several VOCs from individuals increase during that same time period. So think about this. Where are these found? They're found indoors on duct surfaces. Do you have an HVAC system? You know, your indoor air conditioning systems, they're found in ducts. They're found in building materials and consumer products. Do you have a new construction, a new build? Do you have new furniture? Furniture that you put together yourself? Convenience furniture? You will find that, the off-gassing from many of these press boards and things. So these VOCs can pollute indoor air. So according to the EPA, Americans on average spend up to 90% of their time indoors, where some pollutants may potentially have concentrations 2 to 5 times higher than outside. And that's why I say, during this time of COVID and everybody's inside and people are afraid to go outside, I invite you to go out and take a walk, get some fresh air, get some sunshine, spend time on your front porch, in your backyard. Please go outside. Small children may be at even greater risk than adults to the adverse health effects linked to indoor contaminants because of their small body mass, limited ability to detoxify and excrete these xenobiotic toxic chemicals, rapid growth, activities close to the floor, think of your infants and toddlers, tendency for inadvertent ingestion of non-food items and hand-to-mouth behavior. Your babies, your toddlers, everything is going in their mouths. Their hands are going in their mouths. Their toes are going in their mouths. Cute as they are. God bless them. A wide variety of toxic chemicals have been known to gather into indoor dust and accumulate on carpets. In addition to this potential exposure, some children in their families may be exposed to chemical flame retardants, including PBDEs in synthetic materials like furniture and or rugs or carpet padding. You know that padding under your carpet? Which have been linked to cancer, hormone disruption, and other health effects. A 2017 systematic review and meta-analysis found that there was sufficient evidence to support an association between developmental PBDE exposure and reduced IQ. Further, children spend much of their time sleeping, and studies suggest that they may be exposed to elevated concentrations of chemicals released from some crib mattresses. Imagine that. VOCs, volatile organic compounds, can be emitted indoors through the odorous off-gassing from a variety of household items, or they may have no detectable smell and still be present. A recent study noted a lack of standard testing methods to assess consumer inhalation exposure to these consumer products, including toys. The investigation focused on 14 common VOCs and used 4 specific toy samples. Results noted a rapid decrease in emissions from the samples after a few hours from an acute concentration. A lower chronic concentration continued to be present during the 28-day monitoring period, depending on the tested material. So it's important for consumers to understand these risks from all of our toxic exposures in the home. A 2017 observational study of a diverse population of urban mother-child pairs suggested that maternal exposure to phthalates in late pregnancy was negatively associated with the female child's mental and psychomotor development. In addition, a 2018 environmental research study suggested that hair products commonly used by Black women and children in the United States may contain multiple chemicals associated with endocrine disruption and asthma, and that those chemicals may not even be listed on the product label. A double insult, in my opinion, that it's not being listed. How do you know your exposure? We need to be able to control, to some extent, what we ingest, what we consume, the air quality within our homes, right? And what ingredients we're exposed to in our personal care products. Natural compounds such as terpenes, terpenoids, quinones, and peroxides may be found in personal care products such as soaps, shampoos, creams, and lotions, and potentially pose a risk to human health. In fact, a 2015 study in Environmental Sciences Europe identified over 1,000 natural substances, mainly of herbal origin, that appear in the international nomenclature of cosmetics ingredients, and found that 38% are classified as hazardous to human health. 53 are classified as carcinogens, mutagens, and substances toxic to reproduction. Okay, listen, why am I bringing this up? In this time of COVID and lockdown, there is an unprecedented use of these toxic cleaners and sanitizers and disinfectants to the nth degree, to the nth power. Think about it. We've had calls from people saying, I'm getting a skin rash. I never had this before. Do I have COVID? This is happening. That's happening. I'm having a little trouble breathing. And then when we investigate the level of which they're using their Lysols and their hand sanitizers and their Cloroxes and all of these things, it is really, really unprecedented. It's self-inflicted. We are finding out these rashes and things that are happening. It's really profound, the impact on all of this. And of course, everybody more or less is in some state of fear. And that is only compounded by these toxins that we're now exposing ourselves to because we're locked inside, the lack of fresh air, the exposures to all of this off-gassing of the furniture we're living with or anything, our carpets, the carpet padding, and all of the toxicants in our cleansers. Imagine. I can't think of a time in history that there's so much more toxic exposure than of late. Humans are exposed to literally hundreds of chemicals, many of which have the potential to negatively affect health. As with many pollutants, the toxicant concentration and length of exposure time may indicate the extent of impact and inform any treatment considerations. Understanding toxicity and taking practical steps to improve biotransformation are essential pieces to improving a patient's health and well-being. So really, we need to now, when a patient comes in, after having experienced this coronavirus pandemic, lockdown crisis, the exposure to all the toxic chemicals we're using to disinfect and sanitize on a daily basis. Never before have we gone this far. We now have to take all of this into consideration. In fact, not long ago, Dr. Joseph Pizzorno spoke at the IFM conference to discuss toxins, toxicants, and chronic diseases. And Dr. Pizzorno shared his clinical insights and discussed his extensive dive into the research literature regarding toxins and toxicants as drivers of disease. So before you go thinking you have COVID, take a look at your toxic exposures. Okay? So Dr. Pizzorno notes a shift from active determinants of health, where the perspective about toxic exposure stems from the lifestyle choices that people make, like smoking habits, alcohol consumption, to passive determinants of health, where people are passively exposed to toxic chemicals regardless of their choices. Toxins are usually considered naturally occurring toxic substances, while toxicants are man-made. Many people use toxin to refer to both toxins and toxicants. Quote, somewhat independent of people's choices, the things which in the past have been normally considered healthy, or at least neutral, are now becoming significant sources of toxins for people. So, Dr. Pizzorno says, I would assert that about 90% of the diabetes epidemic is due entirely to environmental toxins and toxicants. So, in the case of diabetes, for example, Sugar consumption alone does not correlate with the diabetes epidemic. Exposure to man-made and natural chemicals appears to correlate. This is a very interesting finding. Environmental toxins and toxicants implicated in diabetes include phthalates, industrial chemicals, polychlorinated biphenyls called PCBs, and arsenic. Obesity is still a factor, however. Obese people with low levels of environmental exposure do not necessarily have an increased risk of diabetes. Think about that. These toxins being discussed here are stored in our fat cells. If you have obesity, if you are overweight, you may want to double check these toxic exposures because they're being stored in your fat cells. That's why when we're losing weight, we're also exposing ourselves to these toxins, because as we're shedding the fat from our fat cells, these toxic exposures are also coming out. You want to be sure that your detox pathways are working well. And this is another reason having supervision from nutritionally informed practitioners, such as ourselves, are key to making sure that you're losing weight in a healthy way, that your toxic exposures are lower, right? And what you could do about it. There is much that you can control. And I'm bringing this up now in the time of COVID because our toxic exposures, and I know for years, maybe even decades, this whole time, this coronavirus exposure, this toxic exposure as a result will be looked at and studied for years to come in the determinants of human health and disease. Very, very important topic going forward. And I want to thank you for joining me in another edition of Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.